Excuse me? Can I borrow your scissors?
Sure.
About 50 people are in the community room of a Springfield grocery store on the west end of town. They're making protest signs for the second annual Women's March. Business owner Katie Dobrin is writing with Sharpie the words,
"Vote women in."
Dobrin says she was first inspired to speak out by the 2016 presidential election. The Me Too movement, which went viral this past fall, has also brought added attention to hurdles women face in the workplace. Dobrin says more women in power would increase focus on issues like childcare and health care.
If we can get people in power to understand our issues, then we can make big progress for everyone, for children, for women, for men, for society in general.
Lucy Getman is the executive director of the national nonpartisan organization Women in Government. She says she's been heartened to see more women entering the government pipeline.
The goal here is parity in elective office and other key political leadership roles. It makes our democracy more representative, and it makes our decision-making better informed.
According to Rutgers University, Illinois is one of the top 10 states in terms of female representation in the legislature. Women comprise about 35% of the state's General Assembly. Half the state's constitutional offices are run by women. Still, it's one of 22 states that has never elected a female governor. There's only one female candidate this year, Republican State Representative Jeannie Ives. The issue translates to all levels of government. Karen Hasera is the first and only woman to have served as the mayor of Springfield. Hasera took that post in 1995. Before that, she served in the Illinois House and Senate. Hasera, a Republican, credits that pipeline mentioned earlier as her introduction to politics. She helped campaign for others before winning her first elected position on a county board, where she says,
"I knew I had to really work hard and fit in with 28 men.
Hasera says she never dealt with overt sexism.
I'm sure that there were men that didn't want women in politics. I think what surprised me the most was that older men seemed to warm up to the idea that maybe it was time for women to be involved."
Since leaving public office in 2003, Hasera has remained active in public affairs, mentoring women in politics both at home and abroad. She's passionate about getting more women into the public sphere, partially because she thinks they're often more compassionate decision makers. Some current lawmakers have echoed similar views and want to put them into action.
Look through history. When you get women mobilized, you get them sitting at the table, they solve problems together.
That's State Senator Heather Staines, a Chicago Democrat, at a news conference about the Women's Caucus, which formed in November in the wake of the Me Too movement. More than 150 men and women signed a letter saying they had experienced or seen sexual harassment happen within state government. Lawmakers are now required to take sexual harassment training, and a number of measures to address the issue are under consideration. The second Women's March this January drew a crowd of about 1,000 people to Springfield. Longtime activist and education consultant Kelly Wickham Hurst reminded the crowd that until the Voting Rights Act of 1965, many black women, like herself, were not even allowed to vote.
And today, I think of the words of one of my heroines, Shirley Chisholm, who said, "If they don't give you a seat at the table, you bring a folding chair."
When it comes to a government overwhelmingly led by men, Hurst said,
"Time's up."
Lucy Getman with Women in Government says it certainly feels like times are changing, regardless of party.
In 2018, there is a tangible surge by and about women being active political leaders. In the interest of having all voices at the table, I think that's a good thing.
I'm Rachel Otwell.